Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Chris Bond. Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash.
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Gary Neville, the Aristotle. Welcome, 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 welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Introducing the man to my right, to my left, above me and below me, he's so damn huge he's everywhere. Like a flat bouncy castle with a brand new generator, his physique has inflated quicker than he can sing a scale in the key of C-sharp. His body is certainly on the upside. One man wedding bicep available for hire, it's Dave McIntyre!
I've never sung anything in the key of C-sharp.
I don't even know what that is.
It could also be D-flat, I think, as well. But too hard, Jerry, to play C-sharp on the piano.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay. Our second contestant tonight has had wads of cash falling out of his pocket all week after a very successful venture to Punchestown. He bet on every single market he could let his hands on. Champion hurdle, winner. Stairs hurdle, winner. Best dressed lady, winner. Now being linked with a role at MK Dons this week after his behaviour during the races, it's the Accolard Bark, Kevin Kilbane.
MK Dons.
They pissed in the glass.
I missed this.
Cheltenham 2015, would it?
Google, yeah. Samir Carruthers glass.
Oh, yeah. I got it now.
Come on.
I got it now.
Come on.
When you got to go.
Introducing our final contestant. You don't need to throw it over the people behind you.
That is true.
Introducing our final contestant tonight, who was coaxed along by Kevin to Punchestown last Thursday. A trail of cans was placed from his front door all the way to Nate's. And before he knew it, he was in the winner's enclosure, tie around his head, trousers around his ankles, and all his Tinder likes used up. Just about recovered. It's the Meath Hill Barbarian, Tommy Rooney. Rooney.
How are we all? Just about recovered.
Yeah. Are you just about recovered then, are you?
Yeah. Brain dead up to about yesterday. But yeah,
there was actually a little bit of Prosecco drunk early on as well that day as well.
That's the killer.
It's not good. It is the killer. Honest to God.
We knew it though when it started.
Yeah.
Honest people turn degenerate after a glass of Prosecco.
You do not drink that. That's what it is now.
Just on winning the stairs hurdle, myself and Kevin were kind of at the finish line. And all we could see was the green and yellow. And we'd heard Sutton Place just before that.
Leave it, Tommy.
We thought, you know what I mean, Harry was Sutton Place. And we lost our shit. We thought we'd won.
Purely high fives all around.
We were running back into the trainer's tent. And I stopped and asked the fella just to double check. And he was like, no, mate, that was you know what I mean, Harry.
pulled up at the second or something.
But no, he pulled up second last. He was in contention.
It's like the striker that doesn't see the offside flag in the air. Wheeling away in celebration.
All right, the Format's Classic Crappy Quiz, four questions each. After four rounds, the top two contestants will go forward to the trampoline of trivia, a.k.a. the rapid fire round. You can podcast the Crappy Quiz on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podcast Addict or LimeWire. Give us 5 out of 5, even if you don't listen. And please send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round 1, the boring question round, never multiple choice. Question 1 for you, Dave. This question was meant for Joe because we thought you were off today. This is the first time you've been on the Crappy Quiz since the 2017 Masters. And you'll know more than most that 5 Masters champions from the last decade failed to make this year's cut. Can you name them?
Trevor Immelman.
Correct.
Angel Cabrera.
Correct.
He's good.
Yeah, he's not bad, man.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba, correct. 3 out of 5.
2011 Schwartz, he contended. 2012 Watson, we've mentioned him. 2013 Scott. There are not many left. I'm going to have to go with Adam Scott.
From the last decades. Danny Willett.
Danny Willett, mate. Last year.
But there's one more then, isn't there?
2007 winner.
That's not the last decade.
The last 10 years.
This is the 10th edition of the Masters since 2007.
From the previous decade.
That's not what was in the question.
What's the question?
Well, you didn't even get
the last decade.
Yeah, but you didn't even get the
You're lucky I didn't get the first four.
You didn't even get the 10 years originally.
You're lucky I didn't get the first four.
You didn't even get the 10 years originally.
What do you mean?
Because what was your last one you said when he said 10
well,
years?
Well, I would have had to have gotten to win it eventually because I was running out of golfers.
All right, okay.
Zach Johnson was never on the cards there.
Hard luck, Paul.
Poorly worded question.
Good, well done. Good question.
Question one for you, Kev. At 40 years and 215 days, Francesco Totti is currently the ninth oldest player to ever make an appearance in Serie A. Can you name any two of the eight players who made a Serie A appearance while older than Totti?
Paolo Maldini.
Correct.
That was the banker.
And Dino Zoff.
Correct.
They were my two. Yeah. I can't think of a third.
You can. There's two more that you would probably get. There's probably three more you'd get.
Probably one of those, another Milan defender, maybe.
Yeah, Baresi.
No.
No. Costa Curta.
Costa Curta, yeah. Costa Curta went on to 41.
Bergamy.
Bergamy, no.
Zenga.
No.
Hmm.
Inter. Mourinho.
Oh, Zanetti.
Zanetti.
Oh, yeah.
And then, would you have got Pietro Viecawad?
He was in my mind, but I wasn't thinking he was in his 40s.
Costa Corda, who like wasn't anywhere near as good as Baresi or Maldini, but stuck it out there for a good 23-year career.
To be fair, though, Jay, there aren't many that was better than Baresi and Maldini.
It's true. Well, he was a bit of a Sean Teal to the Paul McGrath of those guys, but, you know. He,
not bad, is he?
He grounded out. Question one for you, Tommy. Your specialist subject, the Connacht Football Championship throws in this weekend. Can you name the last county to lose to either New York or London in the competition?
In the Connacht Championship?
Yeah. Name the last county to lose to either New York or London. Bum, bum, bum,
Leitrim?
Correct.
That was very easy.
Was it?
Yeah, 2013. Well, they beat Leitrim and Sligo.
Yeah, we're getting them in the order right.
Who's that beat them? Is that London?
London beat Sligo in the first round of the Championship, then Leitrim in the Connacht semi-final.
Well done. Correct. So everybody has a point, except you, Dave.
Don't worry, early days.
Round two, the Spot the Connection round. In a brand new and innovative round, you're going to be given the name of two sports people. All you've got to do is give me the specific link between them. The specific link.
Oh, this could be very random.
We will provide a covert clue in the question. Question two for you, Dave. Kian O'Connor and Tyler Hamilton. What dubious honour links these guys?
I can only assume they have had Olympic medals stripped from them.
Oh, that's technically not right.
I want a covert clue. I want the specific link.
The specific link.
Will you keep your mouth shut? Honest to God.
Sorry.
So, you're nearly there.
I thought he was going to get the wrong buzzer.
Yeah.
I thought... Give him the tone.
Give him the tone.
What?
We just would have gone on for ages.
Okay.
What was the covert link?
Both were stripped of gold medals from the 2004 Olympics.
Yeah, I give him that.
Yeah. Sorry. Alright. Question two for you, Kev. Alex Ferguson and founder of the GAA, Michael Cusick. What honourable recognition links them?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know that, Dave, then, yeah, obviously.
What honourable recognition links them?
Very easy, Kevin.
It is, come on.
So it's...
kind of connected to what we were talking about on Wednesday night show.
What's this about? Give an hint, Slack.
I don't even know what we're talking about on bloody Wednesday night. Honourable recognition. So I'm thinking they've been given an honorary...
Shut up, Jerry. Jerry's mounting the answer to him here. This is bullshit, Slack. Dave, hold your hand up and stop any communication.
What honourable recognition has Ferguson got that Michael Cusick might also got? So it's not a knighthood.
Jesus,
I was thinking honorary degree or something like that. That's what I was thinking. No,
go with what you're thinking. Go with what you're
honorary degree. Honorary degree.
Head up.
Yeah.
Both stands. Thank God for it.
Oh, both. Oh, right. Jesus. Oh, I should have got that. Yeah, with cute. Yeah, I should have done.
Question two for you, Tommy. Anthony Joshua and Jordan Spieth. What's the story? Are you two writing these questions for each other?
You asked me the question. I don't even know what it is.
What's the commercial link?
Under Armour.
Now, come on.
God.
Now, commercial was very easy when I got commercial.
The word commercial is actually in the
question.
What's the
commercial link?
For God's sake, come on.
Owen, come on.
You let yourself down there. And you were the one who wrote the script, described this brand as innovative.
I would say that was easy
question. You reckon
question.
I have something on?
I think you've got something on.
Yeah, because my intros have gotten a lot nicer in the last couple of weeks too, haven't they?
Well, okay. Round three, the named in honour of round, and a handy segue from Kevin's previous question. Now that Johan Cruyff has a stadium named in his honour and Kenny Dalglish has a stand, this round... we'll test your knowledge of the grounds that took their naming inspiration from a certain individual.
Michael Cusack.
Which Connacht GAA ground, Dave, is named after a former archbishop who worked to secure Catholic emancipation, legislative independence and Justice for Tenants and the Poor.
It can only be one from five counties. It's not Pearce. It's not Markovich. So we've narrowed it down to three. So it's either Sean McDermott, Hyde, or McHale.
You can knock one of them off there.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Dave.
I'm going to go... Well, it's down to two. It's either McHale or McDermott.
Okay, great. I'm glad you fixed that one.
I'm going to go for McDermott.
Boom!
I enjoyed that one. That was a good question. Innovative. Unlike the last round.
Named after John McHale, former Archbishop.
He said boom because you got it wrong, Dave.
Good round. Question I'll give credit where it's due. Yeah. When I take it from him the previous time.
Yeah. Question three for you, Kev. What sport would you be watching if you were sat on the ground named after a famous chewing gum magnate and brand?
Well, it's obviously Wrigley Stadium, isn't it? We're obviously talking America.
Obviously.
I'd probably go baseball.
Correct.
Well done, well done.
Question three for you, Tommy. His name might have been on the tip of your tongue when Ireland were in Vienna a few months ago, but can you now tell me who the Austrian National Football Stadium is named after? One of these things that you go, I know that. And then you forget about it.
You go for that.
I can't remember.
You're all going to laugh at me if I'm wrong here.
No, I don't know. It's been all after my side.
Is Mozart Austrian? No.
He is.
Not Mozart, is it?
I would laugh if you said that.
The Mozart Stadium. I have no idea.
Ernst Hapwell?
Yeah, correct.
Was he good?
Come on, Dave.
Pity I wasn't given that question.
Yeah. Round four is the fun free magic number round.
How are we supposed to get that?
I have no idea what the score is it?
Yeah, I'm zero.
You're chief researcher, Andy. You know everything.
2-2-0.
Hapwell.
2-1-0.
One.
I got one, yeah. Okay, so I'm not in bad shape.
I'm on two. And you're on one.
Oh, two.
Two, sorry, my bad.
2-2-1.
What is that stadium called, by the way? Wrigley Park, is it?
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field, is it? Oh, yeah.
William Wrigley Jr., the man behind Wrigley Field.
Van Chicago, is it?
Yeah. Round four is the fun-free magic number round. Contestants get three. Who's been to Chicago here?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Thought those days were behind us.
People had a good time there, Dave, by all accounts. I don't know. Word gets round.
Round four, the fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly correct. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest will get 1 point. I can only accept the answer written on your paper. I'm going to have to ask you for your pens once the music ends. If you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of rounds that had fully elapsed by the time Anthony Joshua knocked Vladimir Klitschko out last weekend. Plus, the number of consecutive league wins Cork City have amassed this season. Plus, the number of years the Crucible has been home to the World Snooker Championship. Plus, the number of professional bouts Katie Taylor has won. Your 30 seconds expires when Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. Tommy's counting out his fingers there, it's a good sign. Here we go. Right, shine. Hands down, what number have we got? We got 62 from Dave.
Oh, shit.
Oof. He's not bust. Oof. What have we got?
I've gone 68.
You're bust.
Oh, I got away with that. 38.
Oh, it's 66.
Oh, I bluffed my way through that one.
The number of professional bouts Katie Taylor's won is 5.
Yeah, got that.
The number of years the Crucible has been home to the World Snooker Championship, 40.
Yeah. I had no idea, I said 10.
Yeah.
The number of consecutive league wins Cork City have amassed this season is 11.
Ah, then 13.
The number of rounds that 10. Have fully elapsed, 10.
Kev, I would have got 68 if I hadn't got a 10 for the Crucible.
10
you
for the Crucible?
You would have got the right answer if you'd written in the right answer.
I would have got the wrong answer.
How old are you now?
24.
So you must have watched snooker when you were 10 or something.
I
like
did, like,
that.
Nine. Like, I never paid any attention to where it was on.
Jesus, Tommy.
Really? When Ken Doherty won, you must remember that, right?
Okay. I should have said more than 10.
So what's the score?
66.
I'm still true.
Are you?
You're on 3.
I thought Cork's 13 in your head.
Oh, I get the 2, don't I? He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. That. Come on.
How old are you?
77, Tommy. There you go.
That's what you knew. That's exactly what you
knew. No, because Ken Doherty was on the other day to celebrate 40 years at the Crucible.
So did Ray Reardon win at the year of your birth?
Yeah, I think that's right, actually.
First year at the Crucible.
Yeah.
Do you know them? Do you know the years of the Crucible winners as well?
I'd say you'd have a good go at it.
A lot of them.
Yeah. So 71 is Alex Higgins, right?
72. But that wasn't the Crucible, though.
Yeah, Higgins won it in 80, I think.
82.
Was it the, 82 at the Crucible again, did he?
Yeah.
So he won 72 and 82.
I think it's
72. Can you fill them all in between?
Not 72 to 82, because they weren't at the Crucible.
Right, so from the Crucible on, 77. Ray Reardon.
Yeah, the other guy who, the I can't remember his name, he won two at the Crucible.
Bill Werbenick.
No, he didn't. No,
Big Bill
never
won.
What's his name? Like John
Spencer.
Yes, John Spencer.
Yeah.
Terry Griffith won in 79.
Do you want to Google this?
Cliff Thorburn was 80.
Probably making it up.
81. Who was 81?
Davis, surely.
No, I think Ray Reardon won another one in 81. Then you've got Alex Higgins, Davis. Did he start in 83? Taylor, obviously. I take Davis 83, 84. Taylor,
Joe Johnson,
winner,
Joe Johnson,
Johnson
86.
Was 86. 87 was Davis. 88 was Davis. 89 was Hendry. 90 was Parrott. 89 was Parrott. 90 was Hendry.
This is nearly as entertaining as a frame of snooker.
Can you edit this out?
You're going to have to edit this out. Then Hendry won another four between 1991 and 1999. You've Doherty in there as well. Higgins won 98.
Doherty was 97. I know that for a fact. Yeah.
Williams won two between 2000 and 2002. We obviously know Ronnie's won five. John Higgins has won four. You've got three from Mark
Selby. Peter Ebdon.
You've got Peter Ebdon. Graham Dott. Joe Perry. No, Stuart Bingham.
Yeah.
Robertson. And is there one in there that we've forgotten about?
Nearly very impressive. If you'd gone sequentially with the years, I would have been... Anyway,
that would just take too long.
That's pretty good. All right, on to the final. Our winner tonight's going to be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys. The Anthony Joshuas from the Anthony Hopkinses. That's heresy. Anthony Hopkins... Silence of the Lambs. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
But you're like looking at it, oh, look at this black and white film from the 60s. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculous, easy, rapid fire round. Score you get in this round is going to be out of these coins.
My gone. I'm gone on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you bollocks.
Are we three apiece?
Each of you are going to get 20 seconds to answer as many questions as you can.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need a tie break.
Right.
Three each.
If it is Dave versus Tommy, Tommy gets to pick. If you're going to go first or second in the tiebreaker here, how many Ireland caps does David Wallace have? You can
pick. I'll go second.
Seventy-two.
Oh, that was a good guess. I know he's in the 70s.
You were pretty close to it there. It sounded like you're actually, your mouth was forming around the two. Okay, so you're going to
go first.
All right. Tommy, your time begins with the Joe Malloy. Tinder has saved us from ourselves.
Tinder has kind of saved us from ourselves.
Who's voted Worcester Player of the Year this week?
Donica, Colin.
How many Champions League medals does Gigi Buffon have?
None.
Who are all Ireland under 21 football champions?
Dublin.
Who's bottom of the league of Ireland Premier Division?
Pass.
Galway. Name any of Gianni Infantino's nationalities.
Swiss.
Charlie Ward completes in what sport?
Boxing. Oh, UFC.
MMA. Kieran Kilkenny plays for what club?
That's not.
Good man. Castleknock was correct. Swiss, correct.
Wasn't that right?
That was good.
Did I get Charlie Ward? Did I get Charlie Ward?
No, you
we
said
can
boxing.
Only accept your
and then
like
I went,
first answer.
But as boxing ended, I went boxing UFC.
Yeah, but there's no such sport as that.
But so there's boxing in UFC.
Gigi Buffon, none is correct.
I'd give you that, Tommy.
Five.
Who are all Ireland number 21 champions? Dublin, Galway, you didn't get. Swiss is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
6 okay. to win, Dave.
I take a tie if it was offered to me now.
All the best, Dave.
Dave. Your time begins with a Pat Nevin. I just put a bit of calamari in my mouth.
Just put a bit of calamari in my mouth.
Which county plays New York in the championship on Sunday?
They are playing... Oh, my God. Sligo.
Who's the world snooker champion?
The snooker champion is Selby.
Ireland's Johnny Hayes plays for what club?
Brentford.
Aberdeen. Name the Irish national hunt champion trainer.
Mullins.
Who's the Preston North End manager?
Grayson.
The Pistons are a basketball team. What city?
Detroit.
Correct.
We get there.
Yeah.
Despite my delays.
No, we didn't get there.
Willie Mullins.
That was five, was it?
Sligo.
No way.
Mark Selby.
Not a chance. He's only 7 seconds on Sligo.
He stuttered on Sligo. No.
And then he stuttered on Selby.
Hang on, there's not
no
really,
way. You've got enough
delay
questions
on
in
that
there.
One.
How do you mean there's no way? He's just counted them. There's five.
Yeah, so it's three apiece. You going into it?
No, I won 6-5. I got six last time, though.
No, five, Tommy.
You got five.
No, Tommy, settle down. You're hysterical.
I'm not hysterical.
You need to calm yourself down before the tiebreaker.
You've said that a few times this week. It's not a thing.
I know it pisses you off.
So a second tiebreaker. Oh.
If it's Tommy versus Dave, It still says Tommy.
Ah, what?
Hard luck, pal.
Two in a row.
That's not really fair. We should toss a coin. You toss a coin.
Oh, it's not actually fair.
I've nothing on me.
Sometimes life isn't fair, though, Dave.
All right. Call Tommy.
I'll go heads.
Heads it is, I think.
That's fair enough. Best of luck, Tommy.
How do you tell heads and and the euro coins? I haven't tossed a coin since we've got the euro. I presume heads is the one with the number.
I got it. That's heads, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. How many Ireland caps does Mick McCarthy have?
On you go, Dave.
Too many, what?
Do we have a timer here now?
Paid for 10 years.
Did he?
86.
91. Please. That US Cup tournament was his last hurrah. Yeah, yeah. Right. When Kia the Rao Aquino on the bus. So that's 91, 92.
Was it? You didn't play after that?
No. So I'm thinking.
You had Rao Aquino?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what it was over, but.
She's never heard of that.
Keane wasn't.
He was late for the bus.
Yeah, it was someone was late for the bus. McCarthy was the captain, and obviously.
That didn't happen, Dave.
Definitely
never,
did.
Mick McCarthy never had a row with Roy Keane.
No chance. I'm going to say he definitely wasn't like close to being a centurion. I don't think he reached the 90s.
You're giving Tommy like
come on,
here.
Dave.
81.
80.
57.
I'm going to go 65.
That's it. I loved it. Bit of a messy win.
You're being scrappy in nature.
I don't think Mick played 10 years, by the way.
You're being hysterical there, Dave.
Yeah, stop being hysterical.
I need to calm myself down.
Alright, 53106 for text number. If you want to get in touch, tweet us here at Off The Ball, or better still, email us quickly, offtheballbag@newsarp.com, because the ball bag is getting open next.
Off The Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.